Will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Squad Client Care. This is Stacy. How may I assist you?
Hi, Stacy. I'm calling to, I guess this would be a breeze code. I'm calling to see an ETA for stock for doors for a customer. The technician stated that during the pre-call, the customer confirmed it was a service call to reverse the doors on the oven. And the technician stated that during the pre-call, the customer confirmed the door, the oven door is not delivered yet to complete the swap of the doors. And he said he don't know when it'll be delivered. So I was calling to see, do y'all know when it'll be delivered? And is that a breeze code?
Okay, what's the breeze code?
No, I'm asking you, is that a breeze code?
You want a breeze code or what you mean?
What I'm asking you, see, I'm still trying to learn what requires the breeze code or not. I thought all issues require the breeze code.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because we take a case. So anytime we take information, we create a breeze code. So what's the client's FMS number?
That FMS number is 626-42096 for Alan Weintraub.
Okay, let's see what we got here. And you said it's for the range on the oven?
This is for the oven door.
Yeah, okay. I don't see anything about the oven.
Unless the customer ain't know who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Is there a range door that's damaged?
No, he called about the dryer. I don't, but let me check, because this is 2020. So he bought this in 2021. No. Mm-mm, there is no door. He didn't, I don't see, I was just reading the notes of what was reported on that day in February, and it says, or the dryer that was delivered on the 21st, right? And then there was this other order. Right here, 224. 21, I think that's the one. Oven. So, yeah, this is the dryer. Yeah, and then on the 11th, the dishwasher, the range, the double wall oven, installed on the 23rd, right? Okay, so on the 11th, it says driver called advice. The order out for the above client today was refused because it didn't fit, but that was the OTR. Yeah, I don't see anything about him reporting and needing a door for the wall oven or a range. There is nothing here saying that any of that was damaged.
And I don't see it either. I don't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, I don't know either. So let me see if I look. Yes, they did a breeze. But, let me see. And this is the right. So that'll be up here. Let's go here. Directions. Okay. On the 21st, call stated that you needed a breeze code to add a correct SKU to order. So, that's not it. And then... Okay, and then this one says, called in to submit a claim for property damage for the floors. And then, let's see what else we got. So, on the 15th, reschedule point refrigerator could not be installed today. And then, on the 11th, refused due to not being able to complete all the, yeah. I don't see one of anybody ever reporting the door needs to be replaced. Everything in here is about the dryer and him canceling the order because they couldn't do it right. So I don't know when he reported the door. There is nothing on the door.
And I don't see anything on the door. So what is the service call for today?
So let's see here. Maybe I got the wrong client because I don't even see the order for today. Who is it for?
This is for Alan.
Yeah, I don't see nothing for today. I do not see anything scheduled for. What's that order number that's scheduled for today?
The one I just gave. It's the 626-42096. See, what they should have did is put this service call on his own ticket. It's on this. It's up under the services.
Okay,
it looks like two service calls. Oh, this order is just, ugh.
Completed. I
don't
see
very
what we do for this order. Yeah, the last one is for the Thermador Professional Building, but it says completed. It doesn't have a redo on it.
Mm-hmm. The last thing on the service call, it has two service calls at the end. One was completed on the 23rd of February, and then one is scheduled for March 4th.
Oh, I do not see that. The last thing on here is that Thermador Professional Series 30-inch build, SKU 6335467.
No, not on the product detail, on the installation. On the service detail.
Okay, so there's the double wall oven, the hallaway,
yes.
The dishwasher, the hallaway, the cooktop, the hallaway, the over the range, the hallaway, but none of them say 3-4. They all say completed 2-23.
I'm saying after that last hallaway, you don't see two service calls.
Mm-mm. Nope. It's the first line starts in November 25th. Is that
the first
date
line?
Of service? Yeah, the first date of service. So if you go to the very top and it says date of service Wednesday 11/25.
No. This says December 29th, original requested date.
I don't think I'm in
DMS.
Oh yeah, I can't see that. Yeah, I can only see in FMS.
Okay, and I do see this order was created on November 3rd.
Yeah. But I don't see another all of this the status in FMS, the whole thing is every line says completed. I can't see. So if it's in your system, that means that you guys scheduled a service call for today because we don't have one for him today.
Ain't that some? Okay.
And so I just found that out today that y'all can reschedule. I didn't know that. And she said, oh, yeah, they can. They won't tell you, but they can on their side. So, yeah, so you guys can, like if the client calls you, y'all go ahead and schedule a service, but nobody told us that. Like even if you go in FMS, you won't see any notes if you select any of the order saying that the client reported that the wall oven needs to, or the driver, nothing. I've read every case since February, and nobody reported that anything was wrong with the wall oven. It's all about the dishwasher. And then on the 11th, he said he was going to cancel the whole order. They rescheduled to the 15th. And then on the 8th, he called about his delivery. It's nothing. Nobody is saying that the wall oven was damaged.
This is baffling. And
yeah.
I don't even see who scheduled the service. I mean, who created the service call. I'll let them know.
Yeah, because we didn't order no door. Because we didn't. He called in January and said he wasn't going to be a client because I guess our president is a Republican. There is some notes in here, but there is nothing about the wall oven. Like, I'm in January, and I don't know what happened, but I just got off the call with a supervisor because I couldn't redo a redo, and she told me just call the servicer because they can schedule. So he probably called you or the driver or the installer set up the service call for him, but nobody called and tell us. You could even ask him, okay, so since you, because it sounded like you said he said that what's the case number? But there is nothing. Nobody reported a wall. He didn't report no wall. Again, he called about our CEO, and he's not happy with her. He said he was going to cancel the whole order one time. And then the rest is about the dryer and the installation not being properly done. but I can't find anything about the damage to the wall oven. So there is no wall oven door that was ordered. There
okay.
isn't one.
Yeah,
I'm looking, so you can press on his name and look at all the orders he has. He had one in October 2020 and two in November and then one in February. And that is it.
Because I see the, unless that's the first service call that was created.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh, you know what probably happened? I don't want to assume anything now.
Man, unfortunately here, that's what you got to do, to get some answers, because you got to figure out which way to go. So I have to do that every day. And then you literally got to say, because again, without no one calling in to report stuff, that's literally what you're doing is making an assumption. We do that, and then we do the investigation to find out if our assumption was correct. Cause you know the client,
okay.
you don't want to hear. He don't have no. You don't have no answer for him. They want an answer. So
yeah. Cause this is probably maybe it was left open in error.
Maybe.
And this is on the 4th. Well, it should show me when they created it on the 4th.
Yeah.
Let's let me go all the way down to the 4th to see. And then, now it couldn't have been created on the 4th because it was routed. So it was created before the 4th.
Mm. Yeah.
Only thing I can think of, somebody created it to do something else and forgot to close it back
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Forgot to close it back out. You said your name was?
Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy.
You're
we,
welcome. Let me
I'll
give
let
the brief case number that we talked about this.
Okay.
So you'll back up yourself. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You've done your investigation. You called. We worked on it. We looked through all of his orders, all of his briefs, case number, and we just can't find this information. I got a case number for you on that one to cover yourself, ma'am.
Okay.
258-917-751.
258-917-751.
Correct.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Stacy. I'll provide the technician with that breeze code.
Absolutely. You have a beautiful day.
Oh, and you also. This is Nina at XPF. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? Was your issue resolved during this interaction? Press 1 for yes and 2. Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.